forget what we're starting. Dumb subject, but the talk's real smart. We own DVDs and figurines, but the cartons are pressing me to see what they call our apartments. If they wear tights, you know we will cover it. Jump over us like you're hovering. We talk about the irrelevant just for the hell of it. We are Team Hellion. Glorified smarts, following wrestling since the moment we could walk, since the moment we could talk. Before Andre was a giant, before Stone Cold was defiant, before everyone had attitude. I remember when Rick was the only one rude, before Patterson started touching dudes, when Edge was in the brood, when the captain of the ship was a man named Lou. Before it was true, it was damn true, before Cena had a depth of only 5 moves, before the cheers and the booze, before we lost Scott Hall to the booze, before the crew oops, I mean the click, before I was told to suck it, before the Johnson of a big dick, there was a deadly of the big dick variety, before it was Tommy's, before peanut butter and Johnny's, when I was just in my pajamas, bigger stud than Johnny. I would dream that wrestling would someday be my jobby, but that didn't please my mommy, so I resolved my situation with this new hobby, a podcast about my true love. We're the Smarks, bitch. Wrestling's the target. Look at what we're starting. Dumb subject, but the talk's real smart. And we own DVDs and figurines by the cartons. A wrestling museum is what they call our apartments. If they wear tights, you know we'll cover it. Jump over us like you're hovering. We talk about the irrelevant just for the hell of it. We are Team Hellions.
And we're back. That was intro for Jump the Smarks, Team Hellion song.
Hell
done
you.
By Sweet Mandy Treats.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please.
Beautiful song.
For you, those of you at home, hold your applause.
Hold your applause. Hold your everything.
Hold well, everything. No, if you're on the internet and you're listening, please don't hold certain things.
Maybe they're enjoying the pictures of us.
We do have some sexy pictures.
Yes, mostly.
Which actually is the first topic I want to get to in the show.
Oh, okay.
But run down what we're talking about today, Mr. Kevin Hellions.
Well, we're going to talk about our usual wrestling excitement.
What is this weekend?
Geekend weekend.
Folks, it's our Geekend weekend. It happens about once a month, say, once every other month, our Geekend weekend. We have a huge weekend planned. Unfortunately, you guys don't have it planned.
No.
We're just
pumped. You never know.
Yeah, and whatever you guys are doing. I mean, Saw 5's coming out this weekend. High School Musical 3. It's the weekend of sequels.
Exactly. And speaking of sequels, we are once again going to see 2CW.
2CW. And the reason it's 2CW?
Squared Circle Wrestling.
I was going to say it because it was a sequel, but that's okay.
Or that.
We got a 2CW, and then on Saturday we have the UFC pay-per-view.
Yes, that morning I'm going to go to a large book sale.
And Kevin's like a big Christmas nerd. He likes books. Okay, we won't hold it against him, folks.
50-cent paperbacks, dollar hardcovers. It's glorious. 10-cent okay. Kids' books, and they usually count comics.
I usually like 20. I like 20-cent wing night.
That was good, too.
Was it?
Even though I didn't eat all of them. I ate like half.
Yeah. So anyways, the other night I decided we were going to record a podcast. I'm like, screw the podcast. Let's go out, get some beers and some wings. I'm like, Kevin, I got the bill. I'll be nice. I got it. And what do you do? A, you order 20 wings.
I did.
Like
well,
20,
they were only 25
cents. 25 cents, so it's $5.
Yeah.
But you only ate like 8 of them.
if that.
You barely ate any food at wing night.
I was not as hungry as I thought I was.
No, your eyes were bigger than your stomach.
Eyes without a face.
So anyways, Sunday night, Cyber Sunday. You excited for that?
Yes and no. I have a feeling that surprising things will happen.
See, my thing with Cyber Sunday is it's a great concept, you know, have the fans vote and stuff, but they kind of sway the fans into voting for certain things.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
the only thing I don't know is for the World Heavyweight title, the Jericho one, it's basically down to Austin or Jericho, or, you know, Austin or Triple H going to be the special.
Austin answer. Or Michaels, I think you mean.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think Orton?
No, I mean, he's pretty much in last. It's either going to be HBK or
Stone Cold.
He's been getting
insane pops, though.
No, yeah, but I mean, those are the only two. If Austin wasn't in it, it would be Michaels. But because Austin's at wild card, I think Austin will take it.
And it's weird he hasn't been on TV at all to hype it.
No. Yeah.
So I think it's going to be Michaels.
See, I know. I think it'll be Austin. We'll get into that later anyways. What else is on our agenda? We're going to discuss our Geekin' Weekend. We have
our roast.
We have the roast, folks. Last week we discussed about doing a roast, and no, Jeff Hardy's dog wasn't the first thing we're going to roast.
Aww.
It's already been done.
Woof, woof.
We picked two people that have had pretty bad weeks. We're not going to tell you them yet. We'll just wait. Why don't we wait?
All right.
I don't know when we'll do this. What else do we have planned?
I think that's it.
I had a list of like five things we're going to talk about this week.
Yeah, it was UFC, the regular wrestling stuff, the roast, the Geekend Weekend.
Oh, and I got to tell you this, folks. At Wing Night, Kevin said something to piss me off. Mm-hmm. This ties in. We'll start off with this, okay?
Okay, I'll look because you sent me a text earlier for it.
No,
for
for
what we were going to discuss. I'll see if
go through that. But folks, Kevin pissed me off. Do you remember what you said to me to piss me off?
No, not a clue.
And it was something subtle that didn't burn right when I got there.
Not like gonorrhea.
But thinking about it later, I'm like, that son of a bitch.
That's all he sent me.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, I'm like, that son of a bitch. Geekend Weekend coming up. We're going to a local 2CW show, promotion. No. If you guys have a local promotion, go out and support them. Any way you can go see wrestling, just go out. Go support them. We need to bring back, basically it's going to come back to regional territory eventually when wrestling's kicked off TV.
It'll never be kicked off TV. It's cheap shows that bring in good ratings.
Yeah, I know.
Highest rated show on Spike, highest rated show on CMT now with Hulk Hogan Celebrity Championship.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Anyways, my goal this week is that there's this female wrestler.
Yes.
In 2CW.
She works the whole Northeast.
She works the whole. She better work the whole Northeast.
She's worked Shimmer. She's number 50 in the PWI Top 50 Women's Wrestlers.
Thank you, Elise, for that. But anyways, her name's Portia Perez. Mm-hmm. Now, she's not like diva hot because the divas are just.
She's real hot.
She's.
As in, she's a real.
She's a real girl. She's really cute. My goal for Friday night is to meet this girl. Mm-hmm. We have a hookup to get us into, not like a hookup, but we have a way to hang out with the wrestlers. We're going to be, you know what? They have ring rats. I'm going to be a ring mat. Okay. We'll just say that. I am going to hook up with Portia Press.
No, you're not.
Okay. This is what pissed me off.
No, you're not.
Kevin says I can't do it. Why can't I do it? I will give you reasons. Mm-hmm. Give me the cons about me.
You're doughy.
Okay. I'm doughy.
You're doughy. This woman gets to travel, hang out with, spend time with people with phenomenal bodies.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying? What are you trying to tell?
I have one. That are paid to look good and speak well.
Okay.
That's all their job is. If you already look good and you have game enough to speak well, then you're already halfway in your panties.
Okay. Well, okay.
Plus add, you know, a couple somas or Vicodin to come down or something.
Okay, that's number one. Okay, number one, here's my theory. Mm-hmm. If you work at McDonald's, the last thing you want to eat in the day is a Big Mac.
This is true.
Because you're around it so much. Therefore, I am what you call a breath of fresh air. I am that change she needs. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I want to drive that Porsche. Okay, what's your other car?
If she decided, I just want some fat guy because I'm sick of being around all these guys with good bodies. There are fat guys that wrestle for this company. Why not pick one of them?
Because it's the whole wrestling vibe.
So she would want a non-wrestler.
She would want a non-wrestler.
Then why wouldn't she take the extra step and want a non-fan? If she's going to go so far as to not want anyone involved.
No. Okay, look. Okay, I picture, okay, see, I'm going to say wrestling guys are like her cigarettes. She's addicted to it, okay?
Okay.
She's got to wean herself off. I'm the patch, baby.
You're the patch.
I'm a little bit of a wrestling fan.
You're the nicotine gum.
I'm the nicotine gum.
I'm a little bit of a fan. We're doing a podcast on wrestling.
Okay, I'm a fan. No, but I'm saying, I'm the fan, but I'm half of what she wants. It's a half-life thing here. You get rid of, you can't just, you know, it's kind of like the abortion. If you're going to legalize abortion, you want to get that one step in where he says partial birth abortion's wrong. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's a little baby step. I'm a baby step.
What a terrible choice.
I know.
It takes baby steps to get rid of abortion. That should be a bumper sticker.
That should be a
awful.
No, folks, if I see that on t-shirthell.com, I'm going to fucking sue your asses.
Screw that. So anyways, we're going on Cafe Press after this.
Okay. So say we go out with the wrestlers and say we start drinking a couple, you know, toddies. Mm-hmm. If I were a cereal, I would be Lucky Charm.
Really? We're going that far. Right.
Because, and here's why. I can sometimes, I'm sometimes can crack jokes. Mm-hmm. I don't do it on purpose. Like when it comes to a girl, I'm like, you like heroes? this is me picking up a girl. But I can sometimes be funny in a conversation. I can get, I'm quick. I'm very quick.
when you're not trying to hook up, you can speak with them.
Exactly. But what you're saying is because I'll have this predetermined notion that I want to hook up with her, I will choke on my words.
You'll throw off your game, yep.
Damn it.
It's kind of like girls going after guys that already have girlfriends because they're not trying as hard.
Okay. This is what I'm saying, though. I'm going to do the Dow of Steve.
I don't see it happening.
I
don't see it. And she's incredibly cute.
She's so cute. Yeah, she's very cute. Kind of girl you want. Here's another thing, too.
Great heel work, too.
She's from Ontario.
Yes.
I'm from Watertown. We're basically Ontario.
We're Canada light.
We're Canada light. You know? She's America light.
You're the blue light special.
I am. So, but you honestly don't think I could ever hook up. Like, say no. If we somehow met, maybe we were stuck in an elevator together. I don't know how we'd get in an elevator. But just say.
No.
You don't think I could.
No. I think she's probably stronger than you.
Okay. Stronger willed or just like physically?
Yes.
All right. I like being dominated.
I think she's probably stronger than you. I think that she's had better offers.
Okay. But here's my thing. If it works for Santino, it's got to work for me. If he can get the Glamazon, I could get a little India. I'll be her ring mat, like I said earlier.
Ring mat.
You like that?
Maybe. I mean, you know some of these male wrestlers have girls in every town that they can hook up
maybe
with.
Maybe she's got.
Maybe she has hoes in
maybe
the
I could
coats.
Be her 315 connection.
Maybe.
God, that'd be nice. She's cute.
You have no idea. You haven't even seen her in person yet.
No, I've just seen photos. I don't know her by name, but I'm familiar with her work.
Mm-hmm. By work, we mean ass.
She does have a nice ass. Yes, just the photos, though.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping she doesn't have the MySpace angles.
Oh. I mean, like, I'll take it up from here, and I'll take this angle, and I'll take the cute picture of me looking in the mirror.
Except she's not talking about my penis. She says, I'll take it from here.
Take it from here.
Okay, so anyways, I just wanted to get... That really just frustrated me. How you don't think I could ever hook up. Can you stop eating into the microphone?
I'm sorry, I'm hungry.
You know, people are like...
Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, 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 you can't get laid. Nom, 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 nom. That's what it's going to sound like to our folks there.
You're disgusting.
No, but I'm just saying. I think, for all you out there, if you guys have a story about how you hooked up with an indie wrestler... If it's Colin Delaney, cool, whatever. If it's a female and you're a male, that's cool. If you're, you know, hooking up with other guys, whatever. Let us know.
Yeah,
email us at...
HellionsMagazine@gmail.com.
Thank you for that. Anyway, okay, let's go into the show. That just frustrated me. I had to get that off my chest. Been frustrating me all week.
Okay. No, you can't.
I wanted to get that off my chest and get her on it.
You can't. I think you have a better chance of hooking up with a male wrestler than a female one.
Well, Pat Patterson doesn't come around that often.
But he reaches around.
Yes.
All the time.
Now, I got a question. We are going to bring a new segment to our show called...
Another new one?
The Sleaze Thread.
Gosh, I totally forgot.
Did you forget?
Yeah, I totally forgot.
That'll be next week, folks. Fucking douche. Sorry. You are just unprepared.
I am. I'm so unprepared this week, and I don't even know why.
Well, you're tired.
I am.
You're eating into the microphone.
I am. I am so unprepared.
You don't have your sleaze thread? Do you have any? Do you remember anything from the sleaze thread?
Oh, yeah. I have tons of stuff.
All right, well, we're just going to do our top three for the week.
All right.
We'll do that a little later. We'll have Kevin.
You know?
Okay. So, what do you want to talk about? What happened in wrestling this week? The hype sucked, okay?
Yeah. We're building up
to what's burning? What are your gonorrhea moments of the week? What's burning you, Kevin?
It is not played yet, but I'm sick of... My Triple H on my network TV. Like, if we're going with the whole my thing, SmackDown's apparently his show now. He can defeat anyone. He can do whatever he pleases. And now he's, like, all he's doing is running through the entire roster.
Yeah, it's what he always does.
Yeah, never going to lose the belt unless he's injured and forced to. Now he's the only man to...
They'll hot shot it eventually keep and his, give it back.
Yeah, the only man to keep his title in the championship scramble. You know, he's already beaten Khali. They're throwing away the match with him and Undertaker this week, which I'm stunned by. I'm sure he'll beat the Big Show by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Pin him clean. I'm really thinking he's going to end Undertaker streak with the way things are going lately.
My question is, will he end Kozlov's streak?
I'm sick of Kozlov, too. It's like, oh, well, we've built up Kozlov. Yeah, but no one cares for him. It's not really...
You know what? And if you're going to build up Kozlov, have him beat someone Just anyone. That's not a jobber.
He's not really a star when he doesn't shine, you know?
Yeah, he's something else. I mean, but that's the thing. It's like we have pay-per-view and there's been no hype, really. I mean, Raw and SmackDown have just been blah. ECW has been blah. It's all been blah.
Yeah.
I don't really even have...
Too many shows.
It could be like you missed it, but you didn't miss it. You could miss this week, and you still would know exactly where they are in storylines. It's been filler week.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm out anything. I feel like if they don't care about pay-per-view, why should I care enough to order it?
Exactly. I don't even know what...
get it from some sort of means.
My thing is, what are we even... Like, doing a podcast for us, what do we even discuss in a week like this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There really is nothing to discuss that we didn't cover last
week. Yeah, like during the height of wrestling, when we had all three federations going on.
The Monday Night Wars.
And so, you know, all sorts of controversy. I thought it'd be great to have like a weekly half-hour wrestling show. Like throw it in syndication. They talk about wrestling. They interview people. I'm sure you could play clips for it if it's seen as a news show. I thought it'd be great to get everything out there.
Here's my thing.
Now, I don't think you could cover 5 minutes.
Like, no.
This happened, and we'll see you next week.
We should have saved the tag team episode for this week.
Yeah. Or had something built up for this week.
There's nothing. But we do have a couple cool segments for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. We are always prepared for it.
Do you have your roast jokes?
I do not have as many as you do.
Fucking dick.
You were telling me some of your roast jokes the other day. I was like, I can't compete with this.
Are
this
they that good? Funny.
Yeah, I thought they were hilarious.
All right. Anyways, we decided last week we're going to do a roast through. Because you know what? Wrestling sucked this week. Let's scrap it and just talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about this week.
Yeah.
It's going to be wrestling related, obviously. Or MMA related.
Right.
We'll get to the predictions later. Let's do the roast first and then we'll do the predictions.
Okay.
How's that sound?
All right.
This will probably be a short episode, guys.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yay! Everyone at home's clapping.
They're like, oh, thank God.
So anyways, we picked not one, but two people to roast.
Yes,
we did. Who did we pick, Kevin? Who did you pick?
The incorrigible Lance Cade.
No.
No, that's one of our picks.
No, it's not.
No, it's not?
He was one, but then we're like, he's not funny.
I thought we were doing two of them.
We are! I'm getting pissed now at you.
We picked the rough and tumble Kimbo Slice.
We picked Kimbo Slice. Thank you. We picked Kimbo Slice, and we picked Deuce.
And
you were like, let's do Deuce.
I know.
He's funny. He's named after poop. Ha, ha, ha.
No, the only thing I could think of.
I did Kimbo.
The only thing I could think of for Lance Cade is that now he can follow in the footsteps of those that have truly influenced his careers. Not Chris Jericho and Shawn Michaels, but his formerly released tag team partners, Trevor Murdoch, Mark Jindrak, Jonathan Coachman.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Now, when he's on the indies, is he going to be Lance Cade or Garrison Cade? Or Lance Garrison. He'll just throw the
Leaf
together.
Garrison.
Leaf Garrison. Leaf Cassidy.
Leaf Cassidy.
It's like, you have Al Snow. What are you going to do with him? Well, first, we're going to put him in a ninja mask. And then when that doesn't work, we're going to have him come out without a mask and then put a mask on once he starts wrestling and then take the mask off when he's done wrestling so you know who it is. Then we're going to make him into a rocker. All right, cool. Like, grunge kind of style, because Raven's getting over. No,
the headbangers are over.
Not that kind of rocker. Early 70s disco rocker. I thought the Solid Gold Dancers were going to come out with him.
Although he could have been in a tag team with Disco Inferno.
So neither of them could get over? Like, that's talk true. About someone that had every chance in the world to get over and never did. Even with the Filthy Animals, you're like, I don't care, that's disco.
Yeah,
Ray, cool. Billy Kidman, cool.
Disco.
Disco?
Like, who the fuck is this? Another thing can be said, too, about Sean Stasiak. Once he was branded meat.
That was it.
That was it. I mean, what else are you known at? You're known as meat the rest of your life.
Yeah. Who did team Stasiak and Plumbo in WCW? I was like, that could be a good team.
Oh, it's meat.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Even look at Plumbo, though. Billy and Chuck.
Yeah.
Comes out in a biker gimmick. You know what, though?
He's still Chuck Palumbo.
He's still Chuck. Where's Billy?
No, there's some gimmicks that no matter what, like, maybe they're not holding anyone back, like Gold does. Dustin Rhodes can go and do whatever he wants. Black Reign, Seven, Dustin Rhodes, whatever gimmick he wants to be that week. He can come back anytime and do Gold Dust and make money, though. It's just a cool gimmick.
Yeah.
It's always going to work.
Which he might actually come back this Sunday. If you vote for
yes, him. And we'll do our predictions for that later on.
Okay. So who should I start with? Deuce or Kimbo Slice. We tried Lance Cade, not funny. He can't. No. The only thing he could get over his career. I mean, yes. That's the only thing.
Yes.
Who should we start with, Kimbo or Deuce?
I don't know. First, you should fold your paper, much like Kimbo folded in that fight.
Oh. And then
Elite XC folded. Start with Kimbo then.
All right, Kimbo. Do you have anything to say for Kimbo? Kimbo, let's go through your roast first. This should be fun, folks. This is how prepared Kevin is.
Kimbo Slice looks like Bad News Brown. There, I'm done.
Are you kidding me?
You were saying them. I was like, damn, this is funny. Right. And as far you go as far as you can without getting racist.
I do.
I was like, there's nothing more we can do. It's entirely possible to think of something as you're saying.
Now, folks, I didn't practice this. I said it once to Kevin. So I don't have a we are all gathered here kind of thing, you know.
Yeah. Oh, but they're just jokes. The things you said once to me.
All right. Kimbo Slice.
I'm just pissed off. Like, I mean, we know him. His real name, but he's like, hi, I'm Kimbo Slice. Like, really?
Do I call him Mr. Slice? Like,
yeah. Mr. Kimbo?
Mr. Slice.
Mr. Slice.
Table for five, party of Slice. like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, we're looking for the Slice party.
Does he go into a restaurant and, like, does he order dessert? Would you like a slice? Hey, you already are.
You piece of shit.
I didn't mean a slice of shit.
Oh. What's the difference between Kimbo and shit? The beard. Hey-o. No, that's not one of my jokes.
How do you come up with that name?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Do you sit around and, like, with Scrabble tiles and just pull things out at random?
You know what it is? I think he said, I want to put those ass cheeks of Kimbo. Slice.
Onto your jokes.
Fuck Slice. This is what the show is, folks. I'm sorry. This is awful.
Something good better happen wrestling next week.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be post-pay-per-view.
Yeah. Two pay-per-views, hopefully. Good.
Kimbo Slice. I haven't seen a burly black man go down that fast since Pat Patterson did a show in Harlem. Was that good?
Yeah, I can't believe you made a Virgil joke.
Oh, too soon.
That's in Sleeth Thread.
Is it? Oh, okay.
The Virgil guy.
Well, then we'll get to that later.
All right.
You went down so fast, I thought Sensational Sherry was somehow involved in the match.
Oh, Harlem Heat.
I haven't seen a black man choke that bad since Chris Rock hosted the Oscars. Actually, I haven't seen anyone choke that bad since the 86 Red Sox or Daniel Benoit.
Man, there's your Benoit joke.
Thank you. You always got to get one of those in there. I haven't seen a black man's career end that fast since the release of Soul Plane. Actually, speaking of planes, you crashed and burned faster than Travis Barker's. That's, come on. Kevin, I need your reaction here.
I know, and I heard some of them, and...
There is no reaction for him?
No.
Which one's your favorite so far? I have more.
What was right before Travis Barker?
I haven't seen a black man's career end that fast since the release of Soul Plane.
Was Sinbad in Soul Plane? Speaking of black men with no careers?
I think so. Why? I don't think... Actually, no.
The last thing Sinbad did was end Hillary Clinton's campaign. I was on that flight. I don't remember getting shot at.
That's right. It was all about Sinbad.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
I mean, first he sailed the seven seas, and then he got rid of a big old sea.
And then he was a house guest. Remember that? The White House.
No, I don't.
The White House guest. All right. Let's get back to the...
Moving on, for love of okay. God.
You're talentless, jobless, and can barely talk, but you're strong. It looks like your only career option is to be Mark Henry's manager.
Did you hear why they made Tony Atlas manager? Did you hear why?
Well, why?
Because Mark Henry's very sheltered. Like, he likes to travel by himself, and when he travels by himself, he just eats and chunks up, and thus making him immobile. So he can't move in the ring, and then they need to send him home to lose weight. But Tony Atlas is very dedicated to his diet and to his training, so they think he'll be a positive influence on him.
God.
Makes sense.
Your joke, Kimbo. I haven't seen a bigger black joke since Michael Hayes got drunk and went to open mic night at the Apollo. It's not bad.
I'm a free bird, and what was your excuse?
Kimbo, you're like an old member of the Ku Klux Klan, because when all else fails, you will return to your hood.
Are you fucking serious?
Look at the cuckoo clock's going off. You don't like that
Where?
One?
Where? you know what that? Do you know what that sound is? It's not the cuckoo clock. It's death coming for
what? Me. That's not good.
Holy God!
Did you like that one?
Yes, but I shouldn't. I feel like I need to shower after that.
I mean, Kimbo, look at you. You're old as hell, and you can't even shave. You look like Mae Young's vagina.
He has a worse skullet than Paul Heyman.
I know. I didn't even think that was possible.
A black skullet. A bullet.
No. He's got a bullet.
He's
yeah.
got a bullet.
I mean, Kimbo.
It went down like he was shot with one.
All right, here's one I kind of stole. Right. Hey, Kimbo, you can't even barely talk. Either you don't use proper English or I don't understand hobo. It's pretty good. That's my Kimbo jokes.
How did he fly to, like, when he was the internet sensation, which is all he's going to be now, too, how did he get to these people's homes to beat them up? When someone goes online, it's like, Kimbo, show up my house. Let's fight.
I think you have to pay him.
Does Kimbo go on MapQuest? Do you think these people have money to pay Kimbo?
I don't know.
Does he go on MapQuest and he's like, excuse me.
What is Kimbo, like 6'7"? Is he 6'6"?
He's big. Big.
How tall is he? Tall. How tall is he?
I don't know. Say 6'2", 6'3".
Kimbo, I want you to fight me.
No, you don't. He'd still destroy you. Right. Yeah, he just got rocked, but those are trained professional fighters. Those aren't people like us who sit and eat. And
but gee, here's what I'm thinking. If he punches me, Porsche Perez will be more attracted to me.
What, when you have an ass face?
When I cower into the corner.
Your face will be caved in like an asshole. You won't have a mouth. You'll have like just like a little starfish thing there.
Kimbo, you're so burly and black, you look like Samuel L. Jackson's before photo.
From what? Coming to America?
Yeah, I guess so.
Kimbo doing commercials for Soul Glow?
I tried too hard on that. Let's go to, okay. Is that it? Do you have any Kimbo jokes?
No, I'm so offended by yours.
Which one's your favorite? The Ku Klux Klan one?
So wrong.
You're like an old member of the Ku Klux Klan. When all else fails, you'll return to your hood.
It's so wrong, it's right.
I know. Okay, let's go to Deuce.
It's more right than John McCain.
Hey-o.
I know.
Do you have any Deuce jokes, Kevin?
No.
Your whole idea was to do Deuce. I wanted to do Kimbo.
I couldn't touch your humor this week.
Okay.
It was impressive.
Deuce, I wrote this more like an actual roast, like he would be in the room with me.
Which he probably would be for like $20 right now.
You know what? He actually will be our third member of the podcast when he loses his
job. I feel like
he's
the least talented one out of that group. Like, sure, he's at least hot and she has some big jugs on her. Domino, the more indie stuff I see of him, I'm actually impressed by. I think that he could do something. Deuce, it's like, why are you still in this greaser 50s gimmick? Why? Is Henry Winkler going to be his new manager?
That'd be good. The Fonz. It could be the Fink.
Ziggy and Squiggy or whatever from Laverne and Shirley.
Anyways. Okay, Deuce. A man named after shit. I mean, what a lame gimmick. I don't know what's a worse gimmick. Deuce, Crystal Clear Pepsi, or New Coke? I mean, you're lamer than Michael Cole. You're actually lamer than Jeremy Barash's Saturday Nights. You are actually more lame than the right side of JR's face.
Oh my God, a JB joke.
You make Mike Adamley look cool.
I thought that was Larry Zonka's job.
I think so. I mean, a greaser gimmick, come on. The only person that could ever get that over is Bruno Sammartino. You see, he's Italian, folks.
You know, when I was younger, I didn't realize how you could tell by someone's name what ethnicity they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had someone say, well, chances are pretty good if they're Italian, the name ends in a vowel. I was like, that's a very white thing to say. Just because, like, it was all...
I'm kidding, okay, where was this going?
No, I'm saying, like, it was from someone that just grew up with a community that was either Italian or Irish.
Okay, what about...
That was all they had. I was like, well...
Well, it, I, yeah, I's a vowel, so yeah. All the Polish people then would be.
Yeah, apparently...
Would be.
Like Italian. Asian. Carlito.
But Deuce, it does have to be hard to walk in the shadow of Superfly's career. I mean, he kills hookers. And the best you can do is kill ratings and heat. The only way you could draw heat was if you were in Jeff Hardy's house.
You don't want Deuce drawing heat. You don't want a big steamy dump like that.
I mean, could you be any less creative?
No.
Your career is pathetic. Your career is so pathetic it makes Jake the Snake Roberts' coke addiction look admirable. That's all I got. I can't even do this anymore. It's awful.
This started out as one of those, hey, this looks like a good idea.
I know. Much like a greaser gimmick.
Yes, Bruno.
No, it would have made it better if they came down in a pink Cadillac and Diamond Dallas Page drove it.
That would be great.
I would love to see DDP again.
How old is he now?
He's in his 50s for damn
I just want to see Kimberly Page.
They're split up.
So and leave him at home.
Success of showing her breasts in 40-year-old virgin.
Yes, she did. That was a great movie, by the way.
That was a great breast. There's only one, though. You kind of want to go for the matching set.
Yeah, you can't just... It's like having one bookend.
Yeah. Porsche Perez.
Okay, back to her.
Porsche Perez. She's like, look, we're not going to fool around, okay?
Is this me and her?
Yes.
This is you and her. Are you Porsche Perez and I'm me?
Yes.
Okay. So set the stage here for the folks at home.
You're at a bar.
I'm at a bar.
You've been hitting on her all night and everything.
Has it been working? Have I spent money on her?
No, no. She's entertained by you, but you're not getting into her pants.
Why have you already determined that?
She's entertained by you, all right? Okay. Finally, she's like,
you know, what am I dancing for her? What am I doing?
No, you're just hanging out. She's okay. Shit, talking bar. Finally, she's like, you know, you've tried really hard, kid. She'll call you kid just being insulting, even though I think you're older.
How old is she?
Like 21.
She's younger than me.
Yeah, but she'll call you kid just being insulting.
Okay. Like I got to pay my dues.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, you know what, kid? You know, it's cute and all. You're trying really hard, and I'll give you credit for it, but you're not getting into my panties. But I'll let you see one breast. Is that really worth it if you don't get the set?
What the fuck? Is this?
Would you be like, yes, I want to see just one. I'd rather see one than none. Or is it like, no, it's both or nothing?
I think you'd have to go both or nothing.
Thank you.
Although one is not bad. I just, can she pose by a mirror so it looks like two?
So it looks like two. No, if it was like you can touch one, then yes.
Okay.
That's totally different. But just see one, no.
Mr. Hellions.
Are you wearing Andre the Giant singlet?
Mr. Hellions.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Sweet Treats.
Yes, Mr. Treats.
Mr. Slice.
Mr. Slice. Mr. Slice. So anyways, basically, all right, fuck what we were talking about. We were just going to talk about hooking up with wrestling chicks.
Okay, are we going to do pay-per-view?
I don't even think we should.
Okay.
I mean, we might as well go with the theme of the show so far.
No,
listen. All right. I don't even want to do the pay-per-views.
Okay.
Yeah, pay-per-views coming up. Watch them, okay? There you go. There's your little segment on pay-per-views. You've always said you've wanted to hook up with a wrestling chick.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this was before you, Elise, I'm speaking to Kevin's girlfriend. Right, does she listen to the show?
I don't know. I don't think
all
she
right,
has.
Well, then
but
fuck
she
her.
Might. But you know, if I said something ridiculous.
That would be the one time she
exactly.
Would. Okay. So what we're saying is, this is all you never met Elise.
Fantasy world. Whatever. Here. Yes.
Okay. You've always wanted to hook up with a wrestling chick.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to play a little game of what would you do?
Okay.
You can. Okay, who's your favorite? I know. You love Mickey James, probably.
Yeah, I do.
Is she your favorite?
This week, sure. Why not?
No, just who's your favorite wrestling chick?
I don't know. I don't want to change.
You were a big Missy Hyatt fan.
Huge Missy Hyatt fan. I was a huge Lita fan. You know,
who was your favorite?
Loved Melina when she first came in for the splits.
Nydia.
I loved Nydia.
Do you still love her?
Loved. Yes.
You haven't seen her in a while. Okay, we'll do Nydia then.
Okay.
You can have sex with Nydia, but on one condition.
Okay.
You got to shit.
Okay.
Onto a glass table, which Jimmy Valiant's underneath. What do you do?
Sleaze thread. I'll poop.
Let's do this. You have to hook up. Okay. Would you hook up with Awesome Kong?
No.
Say if the only way. Yeah, no, that's because you'd say yes.
What?
I was going to say, you have to sleep with Awesome Kong to get to her. Fuck yeah, Will.
You wouldn't sleep with Awesome Kong?
Just to sleep with her?
Say if
else?
She was the Knockouts champion, would you sleep with her then?
No.
Why?
I just do not find her attractive at all. I think that
is it because she's black?
No, it's because I think it's just too much woman.
Too much woman.
Mm-hmm. And so, sometimes I get a little like violent and aggressive, and it's good when I'm the biggest person in the bed. But it's not.
Are you saying this because she could wear your clothes?
I'm saying it because if I was like, "Yeah, hit me," she'd knock me out.
Okay, you can have sexual relations mm-hmm. with Trish Stratus.
Okay,
but you have to push your mother down a flight of stairs.
Does my mother know it's me? Can they be wearing some sort of mask?
Okay, it would be like Al Snow. You come out without a mask on. You push her, put a mask on after you push her, then walk away.
Can I pretend it's an accident? Like I didn't see her there?
Like she would know. Like she's going to give you a hug and you just flat out push her. Here's the thing, though.
Can I say I suddenly had a Lance Cade seizure?
I can't tell you if she's going to be hurt or not. That's the chances you take.
No.
You wouldn't push her to have sex 5 times.
With Trish Stratus.
Trish Stratus. Ass to mouth on Trish Stratus. Trish Stratus will go ass to mouth. She will do the ATM because it's always money, baby. For you.
But my mom could break her neck. Die.
She could. She very well could.
I couldn't do that.
Or she could be fine.
I couldn't do that.
Okay.
That's just too much.
All right, give me one.
You could have Portia Perez.
Okay, I don't even know her.
All right.
I could have her now if I wanted to. Can't. Here's my thing. I could have her, but I don't know if I want her.
Yes, you do.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I mean, here she is rolling around with all these guys.
All right.
You say I'm doughy. That just means she can mold me.
Thank you. Who do you want me to go with for your... Who are you?
I am a huge fan. I like two girls.
Okay.
Melina.
Yes.
Is my like one of my all-time favorites. Mm-hmm. Kelly mm-hmm. and pre-Coke Sonny.
We'll go with Melina.
Oh, God. So gorgeous. Serious. Okay. Love it.
You can be with Melina. But you need to take care of a glory hole.
Okay.
Would you?
Okay, does the person know it's me? Well, now, how do I take care of this?
Do you know what a glory hole is?
Yeah, I know what a glory hole is, okay, but how would I just anyway?
Someone sticks their member through it, and you need to take care of it.
I know, but how would I? Would I, you know?
However you want.
I could just jack the person off?
Yes, you can. And then you get to be with Melina.
Do I know who's in the glory? How about this? I know who's in the glory hole. They don't know it was me, though.
I think I'd rather not know.
Who it is?
Yeah.
No, because who it is, I think, depends on it.
No, I don't think it does. Because then you're going to go back and you're going to be like smelling your hand all full of shame and looking at the person.
I hope it's
the
not
eye.
Full of Shane. Shane McMahon.
Full of shame. No, you.
I think you got to know.
No, I'd rather not know.
You would rather not know.
I'd rather not know.
God, it's Melina.
Mm-hmm. How she long, can do the splits on your face.
How long does the sex last for? Because quite frankly, I'm like a two-pump chump. So
you have 24 hours. It's up to you what you do in 24
hours.
And
I could just have sex with her as many times as
you
I want.
As many times as you God. Can. You could keep her in a pit.
Do what?
I don't know. Make sure she's...
Like, is she like she talkative? She's down for whatever?
Yes. Yes. She thinks you have money.
Boy, is she wrong. Where did she see my clothes?
She thinks she's going to be cast in a movie.
Okay. Oh, God. I would do it. Because I could just jack the guy off. You wouldn't do it.
No.
I disgust you.
Yes.
How do I disgust you?
Because you're queer.
No, I'm queer.
No. I just couldn't.
You don't think you could?
No. No, I like knowing that I can go my entire life saying I never touched a penis that wasn't mine.
See, here's my thing.
I rather enjoy that. I want it on my tombstone, in fact. By that, I mean my pizza right now with sausage.
You want on your pizza another man's penis?
No.
Big sausage pizza,
big
duck.
Sausage pizza. Double I think I could do the glory hole. Whether you like it or not. Huh?
Was it power and glory hole? Power the tag team.
Yes. Yes. You need to jerk off Paul Roma and Hercules' corpse. Maybe Slick will show up along the way, too. I think you'll know which one's his. Of course, you'd know which one belonged to a corpse.
Was it rigor mortis?
Yes, yes. Coming this week on ECW. He's going to team with the Boogeyman.
Why didn't they ever do that? Like Scott Riggs and Mortis. Rigor Mortis. That would be a great
name. Maybe WCW went far enough to go, no, we got enough deaths. We don't need to name something Rigor Mortis. And then Suicide showed up.
That's not WCW. That's TNA.
WCW 2.0.
You and your 2.0.
It's the same people.
Okay.
When are we going to have Matt Hardy version 2.0?
Is it still version 1?
Well, he doesn't do it anymore, but since he hasn't said 2.0, I guess it's still version 1 point something.
Yeah, why did he ever do that?
To have like the little Windows Media logo internet sensation, because they already made fun of him for being, you're one of those internet people. Like, really? If you're saying to someone right now, oh, you do the internet, I don't really do internet. That's like saying, I don't do the phone. I just look out my window and yell.
Yeah, but I mean, it's different, though. And I'll tell you why. Because Kimbo Slice was and look at what happened to him.
But to have like this backwoods attitude in wrestling of, oh, you use the internet. You don't belong here. No, it's smart marketing, stupid. I can talk to my fans and say, I'll be appearing at this show at this time. Then they will come see me, not your stupid ass.
Here's my theory.
Do you think JBL has a MySpace page?
Not MySpace, no.
Do you think he's ever been on MySpace?
Yeah, he's probably seen it. I mean, who hasn't looked at it?
Well, he's probably walked by a computer and seen it. I've walked by places and seen things, too.
No, my thing is, who hasn't looked for young underage girls on MySpace?
That's true. Or Craigslist.
Mm-hmm. You should see Craigslist. Who is the guy who named it after him?
I don't know. His name's Craig.
Like,
you know, he lived in some major metropolitan city.
He works at Borders.
You know, it's like, oh, my friends want to put all this information together, and then other people, they told five friends, and they told five friends, and then he's like,
they told five friends.
Maybe other cities.
And then they told five friends. And then they told five friends.
And now it's something like a phenomenon. Something like a phenomenon.
We are just running. What are we doing? Are we even going to post this episode?
I'm wondering that myself.
I think we're going to have to.
I think we have to. Just to show.
Just to show that we, you know.
Just to show. You, Vince McMahon, and you, Jeff Jarrett, you, Dana White, what happens when you give us nothing to talk about? Actually, we can talk about UFC, but you didn't see it. That kid, Junie, that I've complained about.
Got kicked off?
Nope, he won his fight by decision. Even went a third round. The Ultimate Fighter ones only go two rounds unless it's a split decision. Then they go a third, you know, like a best two out of three situation.
Why would they not just go three all the time?
I think it's for TV time. They're like, screw it, we'll do the two rounds. And if someone's
but if it's so taped in advance, you think they could edit it?
That's true. That's true. And they when they do have a lot of fights all at once, they have edited it. But no, he won. And then after he won, he's being all humble. He's like, yeah, it was a good fight, and my opponent was really good, and I've learned a lesson here. And up before the fight, they go up, they announce the fight, he spits at him, he throws a black belt in his face. He's accusing the guy of not really earning his black belt.
I like this guy. I already like him.
He's like just putting his arms down and letting himself get punched in the face to show how tough he is. He looks like a barroom brawler. He looks like someone that gets to the bar and gets drunk off his ass and challenges everyone to a fight.
And then
wins. No one really wants to deal with him. But you know someone's going to come in and just kick his ass one day.
Eventually.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. Well, we got Cyber Sunday and Sunday. I guess we'll just go ahead and plug Central. I mean, what else? We've covered everything in the week of wrestling.
Yeah. Cyber Sunday, I think.
Are we missing anything, folks out there? Please email us. Are we missing anything? I don't think so.
No, it was a terrible week for wrestling, and this is what you get for it.
You get me talking about how I want to bang an indie superstar.
Yes, and tune in next week to see if he did.
What a cliffhanger. Here's my only thing. There's no way I'm going to be able to. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to plant seeds at this show. Here's my plan. I was going to bring a sign.
Okay.
It's a Halloween show.
Yes.
So you could wear a costume.
Yes, you can.
I was going to come in a tuxedo.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to say Porsche's future husband on my sign with an arrow pointing down. Now, this might come off as creepy. I know. But I think it's worth the gamble.
No, because she's playing heel. If she's playing face, I'd say maybe you could get a kiss on the cheek for it.
No, but
she's heel.
I'm thinking.
So you'll get nothing.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Do it. Bring something like that. She's playing heel. She's such a good heel. She would probably tear up your sign and throw it in your face.
Exactly. And then afterwards, she'll apologize.
No.
Kayfabe.
Kayfabe.
No, that's what I'm thinking, though.
Tune in next week to see if he does.
Tune in next week to see if Matty Treats gets some pussy. This could actually be a weekly show.
Does Matt get pussy?
Does Matt get pussy? The answer is no. Every week, but I did do a glory hole. No, here's my thing, though, about the whole glory hole thing. I would rather, like, here it is. Here's my reason. If I'm going to hook up with Melina and I have to do the glory hole, can I pick who I do?
Sure.
Okay. Because I would rather jack
Sean
off.
Sean Morrison.
I'd rather jack off The Undertaker than Lance Cade. Just because I'm a big wrestling fan.
See, I would think they'd be more comfortable to jerk off. No, actually, you might have a point there. I think it'd take longer to jerk off Lance Cade.
Why?
Because he just got released.
Oh, come on. That was awful. That was so...
Are you going to finish off and smack him on the ass and wish him well in future endeavors? It can say glory hole. It could be the glow hole. The gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
Hole. And that's like, I think this could be like, or how about we set it up like the Raw roulette where I spin the wheel and I have my chance to jack off any of these 15 superstars. Because obviously I wouldn't use my mouth. I mean, that would be gay. But I can touch a dick.
Oh my God, this hurts so much.
I'll just pretend. What do you think about, like,
It hurts.
Now, like, say if someone's, like, paralyzed from the waist down.
Uh-huh. Like Dynamite Kid.
Okay, so they can feel in their hands and they touch their own dick. But they don't feel that. So does it feel to them like they're jacking someone else off, you know what I mean? Like draws. Say, take draws, for instance.
They might not have a sense of touch, but there might be, like, some sort of sense of pleasure.
I don't you can't.
You know?
What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know.
Wow. All right. Anyways, have a good night, guys.
We ended the show.
We're going to have to. Let's just go over to Plug Central. I don't even actually. We've been talking about glory holes. The last thing I want to do is plug.
I don't want anyone to know how to contact us this week.
I know. 1-800-HOTMAIL. Mail spelled M-A-L-E. Have you ever checked that?
I did once or twice.
I'm afraid to check it. Just to see. Because there's got to be a website.
It does like one of those loop link things from what I recall.
I don't even know what that means.
Like, remember before pop-up blockers, you'd go to a site and it'd bring up like 20 different other sites and you'd be caught in a loop. Every time you close one, five others would pop off, like like chopping off the head of a hydra.
Yeah, you just gotta hit and no, not the Celebrity Apprentice team. They were Team Hydra.
That's me hitting my head with the mic.
You know why? Okay. Folks, these are several reasons why our show sucked this week. We'll admit when we do bad. This hasn't been our best show.
No.
Some of it was okay. The Porsche Bros stuff was kind of funny.
Yes.
My witty banter on the roast was not bad.
No.
But here's a few reasons why the show sucked. Number one.
I was unprepared.
That was going to be number three, but okay. If you want to use that number one. Number one. Raw and SmackDown, ECW gave us nothing to talk about. Nothing.
No, didn't care for it at all. Didn't even know there's. You wouldn't even know they're hyping up pay per view.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know there's a pay per view.
No, it's awful.
Number two. Maybe we'll bump you up to number two. Kevin was unprepared for the show. Usually he's the one that comes with the notes and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you even bring your notebook?
No, I didn't even have my notebook.
Doesn't even have his Team Hellions notebook.
I usually do. I'm looking forward to this week. We'll have two pay-per-views watch, which hopefully are good.
Our Geekend Weekend in Review, our new segment entitled Does Matt Get Pussy?
Maybe we'll try the roast thing again. Who knows?
Yeah, who are we going to roast? Who should we roast? Let's make it up right now.
And we got the live TNA tonight, too.
Well, that's tonight, which I didn't tape.
It's repeated.
Wonderful. Then it won't be live. But anyways, Kevin.
Yeah.
Who are we roasting? Let's make it up right now.
Okay. Would you like to roast a man or a woman? We'll try and narrow it down.
I don't give a fuck.
WWE or TNA or retired.
Apparently,
person.
You can't roast anyone.
We could roast Sonny.
Could be good. Do you want to do Sonny?
Sure.
Yeah, I do.
You got to touch Chris Candido in a glory hole. You got to dig up a hole. Stick your hand 6 feet under.
You've heard of The Undertaker? Well, here's the undercarriage. That's bad. That's bad. It's just been awful.
That's another reason why I would jack off Undertaker over Lanskin.
We're going to do a Google search for an episode. It's going to be on, like, bearlove.com or something like that.
Yeah, and they'll think it's Paul Bear Love.
It'll be on, like, gaywrestling.com.
That's one thing we got to tell you guys, folks.
Join Team Hellion.
The website Podomatic tells us how people find our show, and we had one person find our show. If you're listening, thank you. They Googled Benoit jokes, and we came up.
Yeah, and we're kind of proud of that, sadly.
I'm actually proud of it. You know who's not proud of it?
Benoit.
Woman.
You got to woman.
Woman. Bukkake woman. You want to be a woman. You want to choke, yeah. Woman. I actually just do this. I wish you guys could see this. We should have a video podcast. Just for your facial expressions alone, Kevin.
I want to do a video one eventually. I want to get the flip.
You need to save money, A.
I know.
Which means we won't ever get it unless your dad buys it for you. Or Elise.
Yeah.
So, Elise, if you're listening still.
That'd be a great Christmas present.
Wink, wink, nudgy, nudgy. Mm. Actually, you know what I do kind of want to talk about real quick? Sure, I found.
Why not talk about something?
Monday Night Raw. What a swerve that was. I was actually on the website. The coolest toys they have are the WWE Mighty Mugs.
Nah.
You don't like them?
Nah. Nah. All right. I haven't had, like, I thought.
Let's take it to plug center.
I thought they were going to be, like, those tiny little cute things that they're doing with, like, the Super
no,
Friends.
No, it's the Mighty
the
Mugs.
Ones and all. I thought it'd be like that. Those would be really cool. Just, like, I would love to have, like, a Sandman tiny little action figure where he's smiling. You got, like, these big, like,
that's kind of what the Mighty
things.
Mugs are cool.
It's a different thing, though.
Vinyl Aggression is what they're called. Vinyl Aggression.
Vinyl Aggression, which is probably also the name of the site they're going to find this Galo podcast on.
Or
this week.
a site that sells 45s.
Latex Aggression.
All right. Kevin, just go to apply. Do you even want people to know where we live?
Yeah, sure. Why not? If you want to comment on this episode, and really you should, so hopefully we never do this again. This is worse than the drunk episode or the lost episode.
I think the lost episode. See, the lost episode, and now we're going to have a discussion. The drunk episode was, I was drunk. And I mispronounced everything. I was slurring my words. I had a lot of beers and a lot of wings that night.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was my own fault. Okay. The lost episode, the difference between this and the lost episode, at least we're talking about interesting stuff.
At least this is funny. Lost episode is just like, wow. Why did I waste my time doing it? Because
Kevin told this hilarious story about how he was stuck in the bathroom with a little boy.
And that was on the last one?
Yeah. We all never right. played it for our audience.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. We
we'll pretend
it
like it happens this weekend until next weekend. We'll actually just put the lost episode in.
All right. If you want to comment on this, send us topics of discussion every week so we don't have to go, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
You can write to us at hellionsmagazine@gmail.com.
What is that?
hellionsmagazine@gmail.com.
The G stands for glory.
Thank you.
The male stands for male.
Thank you. You can go on our MySpace page. It's myspace.com/hellionsmagazine. Matt and I are both on there as friends. You can add us maybe as well. Depends. You know, depends on who you are. Okay. See if you
Portia,
there.
I'm here for you. What do you imagine if she was one of our listeners? God.
I'd be stunned.
She is stunning.
You have no idea. Tomorrow's going to be a good night.
Oh, you damn right it's going to be a good night. See, my whole thing is I have you, so I have all this extra. She can't have a friend.
She might.
You're taken, though. What are you going
to
do?
I can speak to the person. I can be like, tell me about your days in wrestling. Tell me about being trained by the late, great Killer Kowalski.
Wait, apparently she hangs out with Zachary Springgate III.
How much did you make wrestling tonight? $20? I'll buy your next iced tea then.
Why are you buying her iced tea?
Because apparently she only made $20 for a night. She has no money.
No.
She has to drive to the next show. And
are you going by Watertown so you can drop me off? That would be awesome. Excuse me, I would gladly pay you for a hamburger on Wednesday.
I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
All right, we gotta get this. This is awful. I can't wait. Here's my favorite part about.
Are you going to post this?
Here's the of course I am. Here's my favorite thing about Geekend Weekend. Are you still recording over there, Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Here's my favorite thing about Geekend Weekend. There's four of us that go.
Yes, there is.
We're going to play this podcast in the car just to get the reaction. Just be like, guys, this is the best. And we're going to play a joke on it. We're going to be like, best podcast ever. McCarthy, you got to listen to it. Best podcast.
No, we should do. When you start talking about glory holes, whoever's sitting next to you in the car,
start touching them. It's like gay check. You know what's going to be? It's going to be you sitting next to me.
That's why I suggested it.
Oh, okay. All right, folks. That's it for the week. Geekend Weekend will return next week with a show about stuff.
And what are we doing?
I don't even want to say tag teaming anymore. I don't even want to say tag teaming the internet one podcast at a time. Should I say that?
You just did.
Oh, fuck. All right, guys.
Bye.
Power and glory hole to you all.